And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
So you listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath, and I will be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, things of that nature. The first track today is going to be a rendition of the Kundalini Mantra, Ramadasa, sometimes known as the Sri Gayatri Mantra within that tradition. And this is going to be performed by Bachchan Kaur. The track is actually entitled We All Want Love. It's a combination of some of her words combined with the mantra Rama Dasa Satse Sohang. And they can give you a little bit of actually we'll wait till after the track to give you a bit of a description of what that mantra is all about, what it means. It's from a release entitled I believe Mada Love, and Ma is often attributed to the moon, Da to the earth. It's kind of a long track. It's about clocking in about 11 minutes, so I'm gonna get rolling with that straight away right now, just to because we got lots of stuff to play today, lots of great stuff. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the sunshine if you're in Vancouver.
We all want love to love. All right.
We're back. You listen to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was Bachchan Kaur.
So, we can read a little bit about her. Something she wrote actually from her bio. She says, through all the twists, turns, trials, and tribulations, all the beauty, love, celebration, and togetherness of life, one thing that remains consistent is my profound love and awe for the power of music to transform consciousness. I experience singing, dancing, and all forms of creative expression as a magical medicine. They weave the seen and unseen worlds, integrating reality and liberating our being from the constant dualities of life. Creativity creates a sacred container for the expression of all things hidden below the surface and restores wholeness. I've walked many paths searching the ways to live a life of love, service, authenticity, and inspiration. They're all good, but at the end of the day, it's sound for me. That is the heart of creation. It moves all things and makes me smile. And I've noticed that when I smile and dance, the universe and all its infinite forms of life are smiling, singing, and dancing with me. The mantra itself, maybe we can dive into that a little bit. Rama Dasa Satse Sohang. A breakdown that I believe was written by Ramdesh Kaur. But this is also a common description that I've read in other places over the years. Also, Ra referring to the sun and connecting to the frequency that giving you energy. Ma, the moon, and alignment with receptivity. Dar is the energy of the earth grounding you in your roots. Sa is infinity, and as you chant this, your energy rises upwards and outwards, drawing in the healing of the universe. When you chant Sa a second time, you pull the energy of infinity into you. Sa is a way of honoring the all-encompassing Thou. It is personal, like a secret name for God. So is a vibration of merger. Hung is the infinite, the vibrating real. It is the essence of creation. I've sometimes this mantra is used in a healing way, either for healing oneself or healing in general, a specific person, or just outwards for the planet, for the universe. So, starting off the next set, Bhagavan Das, a name meaning servant of the supreme. Bhagavan is like the possessor of all opulences, or the personified divine. Das means servant. And Bhagavan Das, a gentleman that traveled quite a bit and studied under many different teachers, including Bhaktivedanta Swami, Neem Karoli Babaji, and others. He also had another name that I believe, Anagorika Dharmasara, which was another name that he's known within his Buddhist practitioner friends. So a scholar of many different paths, and definitely a devotional being. This piece is called Radhe, and I'm not remembering exactly where it's from. I think it's actually from a reissue of a 1972 release entitled R, and some nice kirtan recordings on there of him chanting various mantras. Radhe is referring to Radharani, or Radha, the counterpart of Krishna. She is the divine feminine, the goddess. And also in here you're going to hear the word Govinda, so that's another name for Krishna. And the word bolo, meaning chant. So connecting with the divine through mantra is what this is all about. And another long piece as well. It's about 11 or 12 minutes long. I don't think we're going to play the whole thing. We may skip forward a little bit just to give you a bit of a cross section of the whole track. And in this set as well, also we're going to hear from Mother Medicine with more offerings to the goddess with Panchadasi, which is a tantric mantra, and possibly some other tantric stuff in there. Also, School of Braj with more Vaishnav mantras to the goddess, similar to Radha Radhe. We'll see what we can squeeze in there. So here's Bhagavan Das with Radhe from R, from 1972, re-release. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bolo Radhe. Ladi.
Radhe.
Pranayatinayanam Deshi Deshi Vanitam Pankajamiva Midho Maruta Chanitam Keli
Gari sari gari City home.
You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So that was quite a long set of mostly a cappella, less instruments, less beats than some shows that we do. The last track was Mahasuka from the UK, with Padma Sambhava Mantra, which is, see, Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. This is referring to Padma Sambhava, otherwise known as Guru Rinpoche. And he was responsible for moving Buddhism from its original location to other places, other surrounding places. He's considered to be an enlightened being. When one chants this mantra, then one moves towards the qualities, or awakens those qualities within of
moves towards embodying those qualities. Prior to that, I think before that we heard Panchadasi from Mother Medicine, which is a really amazing project that some ladies from, I think based in LA, are doing, that is also helping out other women in India. You can Google that, Mother Medicine, and find out a bit more information about what they're doing. And there's a whole project surrounding that. The track that we played, as I said, was Panchadasi from the release of the same name as the project, Mother Medicine. And I was informed recently that they're going to be putting out a new CD soon. Panchadasi is a book that one of the parts of the Vedic literature that sheds more light on Vedanta, the Vedanta Sutra, for some of the followers of that. And the mantra itself that we heard is considered to be a mool mantra or a root mantra, and in connection with Mother Tripura Sundari. And Kai, I can't pronounce this very well, okay? Kai Lahrim Hasakaha Lahrim Sa Kalahrim. It's 15 letters, Sanskrit letters. The rendition that we heard that was performed by Mother Medicine also included some other words. Let's see if I can remember. Amrit was in there, Ananda was in there, and Janani maybe. And so I think these are actually specific to a particular lineage or a particular guru. It's kind of like a slightly different version of a well-known mantra. And we heard from also a track from MC Yogi, Pranam was in there, from Pilgrimage, also just a short track. Also we heard in that set from Sylvia Nakash and Christopher Eichmann with Nana Maya, otherwise known as, translated as, Lullaby to Illusion. Sylvia Nakash, who their release entitled Medicine Melodies contains different chants from different traditions. And she's actually quite a well-known person in terms of cross-cultural healing research and drawing from different traditions and really imbibing the essence and the knowledge therein and presenting it in different forms for people to appreciate and to tap into that healing energy. Also, I think we kick things off with Bhagavan Das and Radhe Govindabolo from R, from 1972, classic recordings from that. Last track is going to be the Maha Mantra, featuring Kayamani Devi and Steve Gorn on singing and Steve Gorn on flute. And this is, and Masood Ali Khan on the Hung drum, from a release from last year, a couple of years ago, entitled Hung with Angels. And that's about it. Maha Mantra, I should mention, addressing the masculine, feminine, divine, and associated with Radha and Krishna, like the track that we heard from Bhagavan Das earlier on, the Radhe Govinda track. Thanks for tuning in today, and look forward to being back again next week. Hopefully see you on the weekend, either in chant or at intention. Take care of yourselves till then. See you next Thursday. Namaste.